Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1846. The topic is training, and the title is Controlling Program Intensity Wave Concept. I was talking with a client today. They are completing the fourth week of our second program together. So this is kind of the start of week number eight. They did a 320-pound squat at 140-pound body weight. So it's a female, and she's crazy strong. So 320-pound squat at 140 pounds body weight is great. And that's after having six kids. That was a PR for her in the sense to where she hasn't hit that weight in 6 years. So we've worked together in the past. I helped her transfer from CrossFit into powerlifting, where we earned an elite total, and then into NPC competitions for figure and women's physique, which we were able to get an IFBB pro card. So she's done some pretty cool, amazing, awesome things. But since the time that we were working together, she has had two more kids, so she has six in total, and now she wants to get back into powerlifting. So today I had programmed for her to do a 315-pound squat. But she wanted to do 320 to match the PR from 6 years ago. She said that she could have likely pushed for more, but didn't want to risk getting hurt. I responded, great. I'm glad you didn't do more. We really don't need to do more right now. And I said that the approach we're using, because she's doing a meet in February. So by then, we'll have a good like 4 months together. Actually, maybe even five months together, which will be great. But our approach leading up to the meet in February would be like waves. We want to push to the edge of what the body can do in the main lift, squat, bench, and deadlift. See where the edge is. See what's weak. See where the technical breakdown is. See where the physical breakdown is. Then we pull back, address those issues. Then we push to the edge again. See where the edge is and why it's the edge. And then pull back. And then we push. We pull back. We push, we pull back. So I said it's like waves on a beach. And with this client and all of my clients, I send new programs every 4 weeks. The reason why is that it fits this kind of wave mindset, this wave concept approach. I like 4 weeks. People can do it in, you know, different stages, different wavelengths, however you want, but I like four. That's my personal best opinion. It keeps everyone safe. I feel that if you make people stay with specific lifts for longer than four, they start to accumulate more joint annoyances or muscle injuries from trying to push progressions. So I really like four. The first week, they're just getting familiar with movements. That's the main idea. So every program, I'll switch up the movements we do in their warm-up, I'll switch up the accessories. I might switch up the main lift, you know, if we're doing a paused squat and then maybe do a regular squat, or we'll even do, you know, front squat if we want more quad and kind of like core bracing challenge. There, I'll make some changes, but sometimes we might just keep the main lift the same. So maybe everything around the main lift changes, but the main lift, you know, if it's a back squat, it's still a back squat. And the idea with that, though, is we wave the intensity. So for my clients that I work with, once I work with them two or three programs, I start writing in the weights I want them to use. So I do video reviews every week. They send me videos every week. I send them back technique reviews. So I see, okay, you know, how's this person moving with 300 pounds? So next program, I'm like, okay, week one, I might want you to do 275 for three sets of two. And now I know they could definitely do three sets of three, maybe even three sets of four. But the idea in week one is that it's submaximal. They get the technique progression in the technique practice. They get a stimulus for strength, but we're not looking for a maximal load stimulus in regards to reaching the maximum capacity of what their body could recover from. What I want to do is give them technique practice. I want to introduce the new movements as a whole, the workouts as a whole. I want their body to just kind of say, oh, okay, this is what the program is this month. So the accessories, we do high rep count. I'll have them push to failure, but it might be failure at 16 to 20 reps, not six. So it's typically high rep count. They're going to push to failure, but we're only going to technical failure. Once the technique kind of fails, we stop. I don't want them to wiggle and twist and, you know, do anything that changes their technique quality. I want them to be maximal technique quality all the time, especially in week one. Absolutely in week one. We're really just getting familiar with the movements, getting used to the programming, getting used to the workout structures. That's what week one is. Week two, we're going to push a little harder. The main lifts are going to be up a little more intense. If you follow like an RPE scale, which is rate of perceived exertion, if you think of a scale of like 1 to 10, of something being 1 is like you're sitting on your couch, 10 is an all-out max where your eyes are going to like pop out of your head. typically, people think of like 5 as in I'm moving, I'm off my couch, I'm moving, but it's like going for a walk. If I'm out of breath at all, it's just a little bit winded, it's not really that intense. Then if you get to 6 to 7, okay, there might be some light muscle burn. At 7 to 8, you're like, okay, yeah, the muscles are burning, but I definitely could have done more. But, it, you know, it presented the challenge, felt good. Then around 8, 9, you're like, oof, that was starting to get really kind of hard. I think I could do more, but that was really hard. Then 9 and 10 is like, oh dear God, I don't know how I survived it. So week one, we're looking around like that 7, 8. Okay, it has some challenge to it. I know I'm doing some work, but I'm not afraid of getting hurt. I'm not afraid of breaking out of technique. Everything was, you know, it had some challenge, but it was clean. It was crisp. Almost like if I was going to film a tutorial video on how to perform the movement. I don't want to squat with an empty bar. I want to squat with something, but I would use a weight that I knew I could do absolutely perfectly, and it would still look like kind of impressive. So if I could do a 405 squat max, maybe I would do the squat tutorial with a 365. Something that is still some weight on the bar, still looks good in the video, but I know 100% I could do it super clean. That's what week one is. Week two, we push more into like the 8 RPE on the main lifts. So, okay, this, you know, this had some work. I can still do it clean, but it definitely had some challenge to it. The accessories, we're going to again go to technical failure. Since they've had a week of practice, this is actually going to be closer to true muscular failure because their technique has already improved from week one. So we're going to get into actual muscle and connective tissue kind of annoyance into this week, but it's still relatively light in regards to the total capacity of what the tissues can handle. Week three, they're going to push even harder. Main lifts are going to be around 8 or 9 RPE. The accessories are going to be full muscle and kind of failure. We're going to get some connective tissue annoyance, start to kind of challenge the connective tissue. Week four is we're going to find the edge. Max lifts are going to be like a 9 or a 10 RPE. Accessories are true tissue failure, muscle tissue failure. Definitely getting some connective tissue challenge in strain in week four. Now, for all of my clients, they're going to feel like every single week they give full effort. But I program in a way in which, regardless of what you do, this wave protocol happens. So please try every single week to do the best you can. That's your job. My job is to write the programming in a way that makes this happen. So you lift the weights, I write all the fancy stuff. That's the goal. Then when we update the program, so I give them a brand new program. We get new movements, we have new targets like reps and weights and sets and stuff for the main lifts. But what's interesting is the week one of the new program, we're still making the full adaptations and recovery changes that would have been stimulated from week four of the previous program. So having week one of the new program being what would be considered submaximal nervous system wise, you're going to again feel like you're doing full effort, but I know nervous system wise, I'm leaving some room in there. The reason why is we still have to account for the adaptation response we want to have fulfilled from week four of the previous program. So the benefit of this, the intent of this kind of programming structure, is that the body is always learning, being challenged, and or adapting. So week one of a new program is learning, being presented a challenge, you get some adaptation, but it's a lot of recovery. You shouldn't feel beat up from week one. Maybe a little bit of muscle soreness, but you should be like, oh, okay, I feel like I understand everything, I feel like I got pretty good, I'm ready to go for week two. Week two, we have a little less learning because we've already practiced everything at least once. We're going to have a little greater kind of intensity challenge out of week two compared to week one. we're going to get greater adaptation as a response, and then therefore we're going to have less room for recovery. So we're actually getting closer to tapping out the full recovery capacity of the person. Week three is mostly just all challenge. There's not going to be much learning yet. Maybe you'll learn a little bit of things here and there, but it's pretty much all challenge, full adaptation, and we're actually going to start to maximize your recovery capacity. Week four is all challenge, full adaptation, and we're actually going to be in a little bit of a recovery deficit. So that way, week one of the new program, we go back to learning, being presented the challenge, but we have that recovery space. That is to allow week four of the previous program to be fully kind of accrued, full fruition. We want all of the stuff that we worked for to actually come to be. And that's why we give a little bit of space in week one of a new program, is we're not just recovering from what we're doing in week one. We're still recovering from what we did the week before. So what's interesting about this is that my clients, such as the client in this example, she may have wondered why in the programming I only wrote 315. She said she wanted to do 320 and she could have done 325, but I only wrote 315. Why? Why would I not have written like the most of the most for her to do in week four? Why wouldn't I do that for all of my clients? I want it to be challenging, and they might even believe it's the most they can do. But I know there's technical aspects that we want to work on over time. I know there's tissue components that maybe we're only maximizing some muscles, not all the muscles available. So I control that very well. So they put in the full effort. They feel like it's 10 RPE, but I know in their nervous system what rate I'm actually pushing them at. The reason is that it allows for adaptation and recovery and injury prevention in the following program's week one. The previous program is still coming to fruition, as I said, even during the new program. So this waving concept allows us to always be pushing and progressing forward in strength, in tissue development, but while mitigating injury risk. With all this said, how can you use this? If you're not one of my clients, and if you're on my client, you might be one of my training clients, my trainers who are clients, and we're actually working together to write your own programming. But for a lot of my clients, I just write the program for you. So if you're one of my clients, you wouldn't necessarily know that this was being happened in your programming, so now you get to know. But if you're not one of my clients, how can you use this information? Is you want to use kind of the same approach. Write a new program every 4 weeks. Week one, just test the movements out. Stop when you're at super crisp technical failure. Don't push past technical failure. Just get familiar with things. Get in the gym, move the things around, see if the sequence makes sense, see if everything feels good. Week two, you're going to push a little harder, but you still want to stop at technique failure. Since you got to practice your technique in the previous week, you've undoubtedly already made a refinement in your technique, so you'll be able to make some type of stimulus progression, either adding a rep or two or adding 5 pounds. You'll be able to add a rep or add a weight. You'll be able to do something better than week one simply because you've already practiced everything in week one. Week three, you're going to push even harder. You still want to stop when you feel like your technique is getting a little sloppy, but you might see a little wiggle here, a little deviation from technique there. But as long as you're not at risk for injury, that's okay. This is why I have clients send me videos so I can tell them, hey, you know, we pushed a little too hard on this. We want to make sure we don't do XYZ the next time we push. Or, hey, everything looks great. You're doing a wonderful job. Just push your chest back into the bar a little bit more on the way up. Or, you know, do da-da-da-da-da. Just coach them on the intensity and the technique control. Then week four, have fun. Test yourself. You can definitely push yourself and see what you can do. But leave a rep in the tank or leave 5 or 10 pounds off the bar. It's better for, like my client's example, for her to walk away at 320 believing she could have done 325 or 330. It's better for you to stop a set at 10 and say, oh, I probably could have done 11, maybe even 12. So you got to test where you're at, but you didn't risk injury. So this approach allows you to see how you've progressed, but it keeps you safe and still making positive adaptations from program to program to program to program. This approach requires patience. Because you don't just go all out, you know, eyes bulging out of your head every single week. So the approach requires patience. but it's actually how you get further ahead than other strategies. Because you're always making multiple level progressions. Technique progressions, strength adaptations, tissue adaptations, all while staying safe. So a wave concept is a great way to control program intensity. Okay, use that concept the next time you're ready for program. If you want any help or you need anything, just reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We are offering, or I am offering, free 15-minute virtual consultations right now if somebody wants to sign up. You get a chance to meet me, ask me what your questions are, tell me what your challenges are. I'll give you the theories and approach that I would use. If you like it, we'll work together. You know, it's kind of a chance for you to interview me and me to interview you. Just a chance for us to get to meet each other, talk a little bit, and see if we'd be a good fit. If you're interested in that, you can sign up on our website under one-on-one coaching services, or you can just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay, if you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.